Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Isagro as of June 30, 2017 conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Giorgio Basile, President and CEO of Isagro. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning or good afternoon to everybody. This is the quarterly meeting, and I am here with my colleagues covering business and the financial side and the investor relator. Of course, all of us would be pleased to answer questions if there are questions. How was the first half of the year? Definitely was a good semester in a market which was a reasonably good market. I will say that our industry has never experienced in the past years very bad years, because our industry serves a basic need for the world population. So it is not subject to dramatic ups and downs. Yes, there are local problems, drought this year in the South Europe, drought last year in India, some problems in Brazil, but on an average, not on an average, but basically, the overall situation is stable and actually with some limited growth year over year. So in this industry, in the 2017 first half, we have marginally improved last year's results, which were significantly higher than 2 years ago and 3 years ago, even more looking at 2013. On page four, you have these numbers summarized. I am, of course, referring much more to the EBITDA and the net result, but also at the level of revenues, the 61 million in 13 have been in the last 2 years, first semester, 87, which means a significant increase. And this is not something due to special events. And this is important. To confirm in the first half the significant improvement of last year is really encouraging. What is also important is to consider that it is true that the turnover is exactly the same, 87 in 16 and in 17. But this zero growth is made by two components. One, which is an organic one, something which a structural one, and it is the growth in North America, particularly in the USA, which is a recovery of positions which we recorded for a number of years in the past, and which for contingent reasons had not been materialized in the last 2 or 3 years. So the 6 million increase in revenues, which you have you find on page five, if you have it in front of you, is something which is going to continue. It's not a transitional, temporary contingent. On the other side, the 3 million reduction in India, basically, the 2 million reduction in South Europe, as something which has the nature of a contingent event. Consequently, there is the basis for assuming a growth next year, all being equal, just because of the elimination of temporary contingent items. In any case, the overall picture from an economic standpoint and from a financial standpoint can be summarized in this way. We are not making significant profit yet, but certainly we are on the black figures and not red figures at the level of P&L. From a financial standpoint, we can say that in the last 18 months, we have stopped increasing debt in order to finance our growth project. We have been investing every year, and never we discontinued or reduced it to promote new products in the coming years. That's our business model. But between the 2012 through 2015, I must say that we have done that, increasing the debt or eating cash. This is not true any longer. On page 7, you have a comparison June versus December, where there is a net financial position reduction by 7 million, out of which one fourth is due to changes, reduction in the networking capital. But the three quarter, which is even more than that, excuse me, it's more than three quarters, about 80%, is due to generation of a cash in the 6 months. However, a real serious comparison should not be made between December and June, but between June and June, because of the obvious possibility of a seasonal event. Looking at the 12 months, page 8, we see that the debt, instead of going down, has gone up, but has gone up by 3.6 million, out of which 2.9 is for net working capital increase. And this increase or decrease of the net working capital is something which has little to do with the health, financial health of the company. So net of debt, we have during the last 12 months, a rolling year, we have an absorption of 0.7 million. Let me call it no absorption of cash. It is really something very marginal. Even more, if you consider that during the 12 months we have cash from our licensing agreement with third parties, we have cash less than what we have generated as a new business, as a new agreements in terms of a down payment, which means that since we do not consider that in the working capital, I feel comfortable in saying that we have reached the position of not absorbing cash any longer. Of course, if you ask me, are you happy? The answer is not yet. We are certainly satisfied that we have closed the period during which we had to absorb cash to generate data to finance our future growth. To finance our future growth, by the way. But We are happy about that, but of course, we have now to enter into the period during which we shall generate cash, having financed our growth. And this is coupled with the expected growth in the economic. So then give higher net result and on a parallel basis, generation of cash. This is what we expect will happen in the coming 3 years. For the short-term expectation, which means second half of the year, the question, of course, is how do you expect to close the year? And the answer is very simple. If we finalize an agreement which is pretty close to be finalized, if we finalize it this year, we shall end up with a profit. The order of magnitude of the profit depends on what's going on in the last quarter of the sales here and there, but we are talking about something hopefully a bit better than last year, but is around that order of magnitude, 2, 3, 3.5, 4, but these numbers cannot be precise. But let me say it's not very meaningful if you make 2.5 or you make 3.5 for our long-term project. Should we not sign it, well, then we would have probably a very small negative number. But the expectation of closing this deal are very high. I have to say very high. Even so, I cannot guarantee anything because until it is signed, an agreement does not exist. In any case, it is important to consider that in the last 4 years, we have recorded, on an average basis, 6 million euro as before-tax margin, before-tax profit, due to agreement with the third parties. In the 4 years, we had 25 million, so on an average basis is 4. We have reasons for expecting that this average will continue in the coming years, including this year. And that's what the short-term expectation. More important is what we expect in the next 3 years, and we are working to achieve a level of sale turnover around 200 million in the coming 3 years. That's really what would mean for our company to have entered into the growth period, which will not have to be limited to 200, but I'm talking about the next 3 years. Why we consider this something realistic and not just wishful thinking? Because in the last 4 years, we have consolidated a growth to reach the financial stability and soundness. Now, all the actions underway in the world to expand our sales, which, by the way, has implied higher costs, current costs, all these actions will mature, will yield results. And in the meantime, the new fungicide will get closer and closer to be brought to the market. Coupling this with the growth in the bio solutions, coupling this with small acquisitions which without impacting in a significant way on our financial structure, coupling these two things, we believe that the important events, registration in California, a strong growth in the Indian market, and the other actions in the world justify for our company to progressively increase our sales. And since the structural cost is stable, obviously the additional revenues yield additional margin, the additional margin go down to the bottom line net of taxes. This is what we expect. This is now something which I can state with responsibly because of having reached what I told you at the beginning, because I reached a sound, a stable financial situation, and because of the actions underway which have not yielded yet, which is just marginally have generated results, but the most important possible result is yet to come. Okay, I will say that with regard to the business, that's what I wanted to say. With regard to the situation in the marketplace, I'm sorry, but I'm obliged to repeat that we fully respect the market value, which certainly is the expression, the result of the bottom line results which we have recorded in the last years. But I have to remind everybody that this is below half the equity, so the capital, the market value is less than 50, and the equity is 105 now. And even the equity value, the book equity value, is not reflecting, but significantly not reflecting the assets value. The single, I would say, most relevant example I can make is that our holding, our company in East India, it has a book value extremely low, in spite of a net result of over 5 million after the tax in the last 2 years, in spite of cash, 10 million cash in the company. Now, in any case, we responsibly declare that the book value is not more than two-thirds of what we consider responsibly the value of the assets, of course, net of any possible liabilities. I say so only because I think I am morally obliged to convey this message. Within this problem, we also have the story of the gross shares, Azionis Group, which are traded with a 25, 27, 28 discount, percentage discount. I have only to remember 2 points. I have only to mention 2 points. One, that the moment the company is not controlled by PM, the holding company on top, as to it is today, the gross shares would become automatically converted into ordinary shares, full voting shares, automatically. I don't know if this is so clear. Second point, the number of shares potentially in the market is larger for the gross shares, 14 million, versus 11.5 million of ordinary shares, net of the shares which are in the controlling system. These are just information which I feel obliged to repropose, and that's that. We will be very happy to answer questions.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. We kindly ask to use handsets when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Mr. Basile, there are no questions registered at this time.
Very good. I thank everybody for the participation. Let me express the hope that the information was sufficiently clear to have provided answers in advance. Thank you very much indeed.